More Beer, a Kayan Kaya mystery by Jacob Arjuni, narrated by Stephen Crossley. April, 1986. Rhein-Main-Farben to open plot in Vogelsberg. 200,000 demonstrators expected in Vogelsberg. May, 1986. Poison gas scandal. According to today's edition of Le Monde, the German concern Rhein-Main-Farben has sold basic ingredients for the manufacture of mustard gas to Iraq. Dutch shipowner blows whistle. Mr. Soetemelk, a Dutch shipowner, has confirmed to journalists that his firm shipped several hundred barrels of chemicals produced by Rhein-Main-Farben to Iraq. He claims to have had no knowledge of the contents of these barrels. A spokesman for Rhein-Main-Farben disclaims any wrongdoing on the factory's part. We were told the chemicals would be used purely for civilian purposes. Demonstrators occupy plant site. Rhein-Main-Farben complies with the Hesse government's request to halt production until further notice. Mayor of Frankfurt on Rhein-Main-Farben payroll as legal consultant. June 1986. Green Terror. Chemicals manufacturer murdered. Death of a great man. Friedrich Böhlig was not only an outstanding comrade in arms in the struggle for a clean future, he was a friend. All who knew him will remember his consideration, kindness, and fairness. As the head of one of the last family-owned concerns in our field, he worked indefatigably for the development of new remedies, particularly those used in the treatment of childhood diseases. Friedrich Böhlig's premature and tragic death is cause for universal...